All right. Well, don't get me wrong. 100 foot even of a decent RG8, I'd go LMR 400 in that case, at a minimum. That's probably your bet, being UHF. Now if you had something available, cheaper, man, you could run it. You're going to have loss, and that works on both ways, on receive and, that'll kill your receive sensitivity by 3 dB, or let's say the 3 dB loss per 100 at 400, then, you'll have, and half your power. If you got a perfect match and you got 100 watts going out on the antenna, 50 will actually reach the peak point of the antenna. But then your antenna's got, 5, 6 dB of gain, so it doubles and doubles again. Let's say it's a 6 dB antenna, and I don't know if you have 100. Let's say you have a mobile radio, and it's putting out, let's say, 35 watts. Let's make it round. Let's make it 40. Well, 20 of that will get to the antenna with the loss, but then your antenna's going to double it, and then double it again if it's a 6 dB antenna, so that's, it'll be like putting out radiating 80 watts of power, so it'll be okay. Your receive will be cut by 3 dB as well, if you're doing weak signal work, that's pretty bad, but could you get away with it? You could, but I'd go with the better stuff if you're going UHF, and then you're sure you're getting as much as you need to the antenna. You're still going to have loss. LMR 400 at UHF still has a half a dB, a dB at 100, maybe probably about a dB and change. I don't even know. It could be more than that. We deal in hard lines when we start to get to those lengths at those frequencies. So probably more than a dB. It's probably 2 to 3. That is what it is. You get loss is a fact of life when it comes to that stuff. Anyhow, babbling here. Get the best antenna you can, best coax you can afford if you're going to be running UHF at 100 foot. Without going crazy, you can live with some loss. Anthony?